Our guest at the cafe this morning is our books commentator, Sharon Felt of Sulphur Springs. Good morning.
Good morning.
A very interesting book that Sharon is going to talk about, and the author is coming to Sulphur Springs soon and has Texas connections, but we'll get to that in a moment. But Sharon is just back from attending the launch of one of your author friends' books. And this was on the Queen Mary in Los Angeles.
It's moored in Long Beach, California.
Long Beach, sorry, yeah.
And it was the launch of the final book of the trilogy, The Secret Spice Cafe. And the book was called Demons Well Seasoned by Patricia V. Davis. And the whole weekend was absolutely fabulous. The ship is just a treasure. Everything. It's been modernized somewhat, and obviously the food was out of this world. I didn't cut back on anything there. But
Nor should you.
But we stayed on the ship for two nights, and the rooms are very much like they were when the Queen Mary was a luxury liner. Shortly after World War II, she was revamped and made into a troop transport, and at one point had 16,000 men on her back and forth from Europe. And one of the highlights of the evening, we met June Allen, who is a 92-year-old war bride who made her first voyage over when she was only 17, and she had a 17-month-old baby and had not seen her husband for 2 years. And when there were 1,800 women or war brides with children that were supposed to meet up with their servicemen husbands, and when she got off the boat, they called her name and his name, and she was like, I'm not sure if that's him. I don't remember what he looks like. But she was just a treasure. She was vibrant, funny, full of stories, and just a delight to be around.
That's a great experience. It's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing.
It was. And Patricia had made a perfect venue for the whole trilogy. All of the three stories were set on the Queen Mary, and she took a tour to show us where on the ship the different parts of the stories took place. And then we met the Commodore and the second captain, and they took us on a private tour around the different parts of the ship. It was just a lovely, lovely weekend.
And so that book is out now.
It launched the 2nd of November.
And it's called again?
Demons Well Seasoned. And it's the third in the trilogy of the Secret Spice Cafe series by Patricia Davis.
All right, great. And thanks for sharing that story with us. So, coming to Sulphur Springs today at 10 a.m. at the Sulphur Springs Library is Rebecca Dwight Bruff, who is the author of a book called Trouble the Water, and she has a degree from Texas A&M and also another degree, divinity degree, did you say, from SMU?
Theology.
From SMU, so she's a Texas woman, but she's coming to Sulphur Springs, so tell us about this.
She's coming for a couple of reasons. First, she's part of the Hopkins County Reads program that's been organized by our wonderful librarian, Hope Kane, and she invites authors to come in and talk about books that are brand new, and Rebecca's book, Trouble with the Water, is just out. And she's going to make a presentation that morning at the library from 10 to 11:30. Mm-hmm. And then she's coming to our book club. We're so excited. One of our book club members, who is also an author, Mary Brooke Cassad, who writes the Bluebonnet series, The Little Armadillo, a children's book. Well, it's a friend of hers. She and Rebecca went to SMU together, so she's also coming to our book club. So we are delighted to have her. Her story is called Trouble the Water, and it's a little known fact about this a young man. It's a historical fiction, and it was written about a man, Robert Smalls, who had been a slave on one of the plantations in South Carolina. And his story is remarkable, but nobody really knew about it. He was a servant in the family.
This is set before the Civil War.
Yes, just before the Civil War and during the Civil War, and then a little bit after. And it's his life, and he escaped when he was about maybe 20, and he had been on a working on the river and had learned how to pilot one of the steamers. Well, when the Confederates, when the war broke out, he took one of the Confederate steamers and stole it and got to the Union lines with his family. He was free then. And then he became a civil rights leader and a representative in the U.S. Congress. It was just an amazing story.
And this is a novelized version of that story.
It is. Uh-huh. And it was very interesting.
Set in South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yeah. And Rebecca Dwight Bruff, you said she has written some other books, but this is her first novel.
This is her first historical fiction. She's written some other theology books, but she's very interesting, an excellent writer, so I can hardly wait to meet her. And she also volunteers. She lives in South Carolina now, and she volunteers at the Pat Conroy Literacy Center.
I love Pat Conroy. And so that's at 10 a.m. this morning at the Sulphur Springs Public Library. I want to talk to you sometime next time you visit about the Hopkins County Reads program, which this is part of, but that's an interesting thing, and we'll talk about that sometime,
too.
It
is, yes.
Good. Sharon, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Sharon Felt, our books commentator from Sulphur Springs, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.